I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 186. We could technically consider this our Christmas episode because we're not doing our regular shit like we usually do.
Merry Christmas, bitches!
Yes, Merry Christmas, bitches. And joining me today, I have Franny, which introduced herself already.
Sorry, I got excited. You said Christmas.
Yeah. and I have Alex.
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Boxing Day, and Festivus for the rest of us, ladies and gentlemen.
And second Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Three Kings Day. Little Christmas.
Yes.
the official last day of the holiday season.
But you know what's so sorry, Alex. But no, what's fine. Really funny is I just saw an episode of Teen Titans Go with my niece where they actually celebrate second Christmas. And I told my niece there is a second Christmas. And I was thinking of the three Kingsmen, the three wise men or whatever.
Did you just say the three Kingsmen?
Yeah.
Yes, it's three British people, whatever.
Like, my you know, pop culture and real life is all melting into one.
It's all the same thing. It never changes.
Yes. So what they do is they give you exploding cufflinks.
Tea sets. Yeah,
it has to be either English, you know, English breakfast or whatever, or Earl Grey.
Earl Grey, yeah.
And then the third thing, because, you know, since they're high class, it has to be a monocle.
Mm-hmm.
But the monocle has a GPS system because, you know, they hide, you know, because they're dapper like that.
Mm-hmm. I dig it. So what's been going on before we get into the rest of the show? What's been going on with you guys? How you been, man? It's been a couple weeks since both of you guys weren't in last week's episode. You were in last week's episode, but you weren't in the bonus episode, which went up already, which is the Crisis on Infinite podcast that we decided the title, where we talked about Crisis. Brian and I talked about Crisis for 2 hours. So check that out if you want to hear us talk about Crisis, if you haven't watched it.
Yes.
Yes.
Go to innercitygeeks.com, ladies and gentlemen, and listen to us. Please support us. Rate, subscribe, whatever. Yay, I did it myself this time.
Yay. 5 stars on iTunes. Because you can't find them. You can't give us 5 stars, so fuck you.
Well, you
please
know,
follow me on Instagram. I need my numbers to grow. Thank you. Instagramming, please.
Wait, hold on. I'll even do it in the cute voice or whatever, the cute baby voice. You know, please follow us. Please. Thank you.
Wow.
I love that.
She should have just had her niece just say it.
Right, yeah, I should have. But Alex nailed that. Alex nailed that. He sounds like an adorable 5-year-old.
Give us a dike and I wish him.
Okay.
Now give me my chicken nuggies and chalky milk.
Yeah. I could dig it. Okay. So it's good, child. Alex. What's going on? What you been up to?
Well, let's see.
Other than working.
No, I'm just saying, before coming on, I was telling about a coworker that today was his last day. So, you know, the last week of just, you know, just conversing with this individual and everything like that. You know, when you have a good coworker that you need to get along with or whatever, it's, you know, it's nice to just shoot the shit and, you know, talk and stuff. And we were having great conversations throughout the week. And the last day today before, you know, coming back home and getting ready, mm-hmm. it was, one of the people from IT came downstairs for a bit. So we were like joking around. And since, you know, management's gone by then, right, we were just, oh man, like we were vulgar as hell. And yeah, it's fun. Like, you know, when no one's around, you can turn
swear words.
Yeah, yeah, I'm saying, like, you know, you could turn the filter off, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My filter's like, you know, always off.
All right, giggity. By filter, she means.
Yeah.
But yeah, but other than that, dude, it's been just trying to deal with adulting, man. I'm trying to, you know, since it's the holiday season and money's tighter than virgin butt cheeks, right? It just seems like for Christmas, family's getting IOUs until things get better.
That's fair. It's better than, yeah. Well, because technically, like, honestly, the holidays aren't about gifts, I think. It's about, you know, it's about sharing the love and spending time with the people that you care for and care about.
Yeah, sure. I was going to say, joking around, and in all seriousness, like, you know, tell a child that. See what they say. Where's my friend with you? Like,
yeah, because they've been pretty much brainwashed into that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? Like, the whole thing of, like, from Thanksgiving till now, just spending time with family, helping out, you know, prepare meals and stuff like that. So that's been really fun. That's the one thing that I look forward to every holiday season.
Well, yeah, stuff in your face. That's what matters.
Yeah, that's why I will never lose weight.
Well, you can stuff your face and not like gain the bazillion pounds.
Yeah, go throw it up afterwards.
Yeah, I'm gonna purge. Happy holidays. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Perfect.
Yeah.
Franny, what's good, dude? What you been up to?
Spending money I don't have. Yay. And feeling good about it. This is the only time of year that I honestly do not freak out or have a panic attack or anything when I'm broke. Like, it feels good. And I mean, like, in terms of I pay my bills and then whatever little bit I have left over, I spend on little things that, like, matter. You know, like Christmas ham or a tiny little Charlie Brown, like, Christmas tree that's, like, real and it smells like a Christmas tree. You know, I got my niece a haircut. I got my dog a coat. So, like, those little things. I'm broke now, but I feel fucking fantastic.
Nice.
I also spent, like, $50 on Blu-rays, but that's a totally different story. Nice. Those are gifts for myself that are not going to get here until after Christmas. The irony.
I was about to ask you. I was about to ask you, like, are you going to wrap them yourselves for yourself and put them underneath the Christmas tree?
I would. But they won't get here in time.
Ah, boo. Well, hopefully they'll be there by fucking Three Kings Day.
Yeah, yeah, they definitely will. When is that? Like the 2nd of January?
6th.
Damn it.
It's always the 6th.
You know, I only remember celebrating that holiday once as a child.
I remember it's the 6th because it's also my niece's birthday as well.
Ah, cool. Let me see what else. I've been watching Crisis. It's pretty sweet.
It's fucking great.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised I only have like 3 complaints and they're pretty shallow.
Yeah, exactly.
So usually that means it's pretty good. if I'm nitpicking, you know, what else? I came across a new show as of yesterday called See, as in like you see with your eyes, and it's an Apple TV show that has Mimosa, the Aquaman. What's his name? Momoa. Yeah. I said, Mimosa's a drink, right?
Yeah, it is.
My bad. Well, he's a tall glass of water. And he actually is like really good. He's pretty fucking good at acting, like in Game of Thrones. He just like grunted a lot.
The fuck? I'm sorry. Like, I just sounded very, very like foreign. He was on a show on Netflix.
Called
the name of it.
Oh, I've only seen him in Game of Thrones and Aquaman. So I just thought, you know, he's hot. Okay. I get it. But in this show, he's actually like,
the show was called Frontier.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
Yeah. It was over 3 seasons.
Oh, okay. Was it good? Yeah. Was it any good?
I heard a lot of good things about it. I've never watched it.
Oh, okay. Well, C is really good. You should watch it. What's driving me crazy, though, is now for me to watch it, I need to get Apple TV. And it's just like they need to get a streaming network that has all the networks in one that used to be called cable. You know that, right? That used to be fucking cable.
Yeah, but now it's called a Fire Stick.
Yeah, yeah.
A hacked Fire Stick.
That's what we're talking about.
Well, I don't have one. I mean, if one of you would like to Santa up a Fire Stick that's hacked for me, that'd be great.
I don't have one, or know anybody.
Wait till little Christmas and ask the three Kingsmen, as you call them, to get it for you. And then their response is like, "You're gonna ask us so late? That is not proper."
Right.
We're not bringing you gold, frankincense, and myrrh, so just fucking chill.
I can see the Fire Stick.
Uh-huh. Okay, wait. You could trade the gold for a Fire Stick.
And also, what it is that I've actually never, I don't know anybody that has a hacked Fire Stick to even see what that offers. So to me, it's like this magical like thing. Because everyone's like, "Oh, get the Fire Stick. Oh, get the Fire Stick. Oh, get a hacked Fire Stick." But I don't know anyone who has one to be like, "Oh, maybe I should get a Fire Stick." I haven't seen it in action, you know?
I have.
Steve's hacked Fire Stick.
Yeah.
The sticks of fire, it works.
I'll throw some sticks in a fire and wait to see if I can stream Apple TV.
No, you're gonna conjure a demon like that. Especially around the holiday season or whatever. You know, you're gonna call Cthulhu.
It'd be Demon TV. Like, you guys haven't heard of Demon TV?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what streaming service is that? Lack of soul.
Streaming from a bushfire in my room.
Streaming from your bush on fire? What the fuck?
I said a brush fire in my room. You know,
I think that would be very uncomfortable. You gotta keep looking down at you, whatever. And you're just like, you know, damn it, I gotta go pee. I don't wanna move though, because this shit's good.
Yikes.
So with that said.
Yeah.
You're the one mentioning your burning bush or whatever the fuck.
I was trying to sound all biblical and it became all twisted up. I'm done. That was my week. I'm done. I have spoken.
I can see right now that she's really mad or whatever. It's like, just a disclaimer, I don't have any STDs, Alex, you jerk.
And I don't have a bush.
Wow. Thanks for, yeah.
That's how come she can't watch that show, that channel? Because she burnt it off.
Alex, you're a dick.
I gotta wait a few days before I can watch it again for half an hour.
Next time I see you, I'm gonna mace you.
Wow.
That'd be hilarious. Hey, Freddy, how's it going? That was for the Demon TV comment. You can't take a joke. Now what it talks about me and my hairy bush.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And I miss you again.
And then for the sequel, and a happy new year, you filthy animal. And now there's a cop coming to get
Happy
Friday.
New Year, you fucking pussy. That's what it is. What? It's a Happy New Year, you fucking pussy. Because you can't say filthy animal twice.
Oh my God. I already got the name of this episode, but it will be just known as Fire Sticks and Burning Bushes.
And filthy animals. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Mm-hmm. On the second day of Christmas. I got nothing because it's only one day, motherfucker. I'm poor.
Yeah. It's all good.
On the first day of Christmas, I got fucking underwear because that's what I really needed.
Yeah, that's all I need. All I need is a pair of boxers.
That's that one pair? Jesus Christ, you nasty as fuck.
You just gotta make them work.
It's not even a pack. I just need one. Mm-hmm, What's that one for? That one's for Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I gotta work
for
the weekend.
That was the only one for laundry day.
Yeah. Oh, that's the spare one, so you can wash the ones for the week?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, and so
this is how we start the episode. This is what I love.
Yeah, this is how we always start it. It's the only way.
I wish Brian was here. I'm going to see, like, he would have reacted. Like, I already know his reaction. Like, half the jokes. Oh.
No, he's not that bad.
Nah. I hope he's all right, though. Nah. Well, you guys recorded, so I guess he's doing okay.
Yeah, he's doing good. He's doing all right. He's just, working a lot. That's all.
Yeah, adulting.
Yeah, exactly. Being an adult.
Oh, man.
Being an adult before the children's.
Exactly. Yeah. Being a cat dad before being an actual dad.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. As for me, this week, I've just been working. Literally. Like, it fucking sucks, but it's cool. Just been watching some shit. I watched one of the movies that we're going to be talking about in a few. Well, one of the movies that Brian mentioned, because I have his list for this week.
Okay, so we will mention what his choices too?
Yeah, well, we'll be mentioning his choices as well. Okay. But yeah, one of the movies that he has on his list I watched, which is actually pretty good. It's really fun. It's a really fun movie. So I will not
go. You're going to get into detail when you do mention it. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, when I mention it later on. But yeah, it's just been an interesting kind of week. It's just because I'm getting my mindset for this weekend, because this weekend I start a second job. Yay. Oh. Yeah, so it's going to be cool. It's going to be interesting because it's something. Yeah, it's going to be something that I haven't done in a long time, have a second job.
What is it?
It's going to be basically like event staff at the thing you do, at the stadium. So yeah.
Okay. Is it like seasonal?
No, it's technically yeah, it is, but it's not because it's event staff for the actual like stadium, so whenever they have shit going on there.
Okay, cool. Congrats, man.
Yeah. So it's cool. It's different. So I figured, why not give it a shot?
And you're gonna have time to work two jobs and do the podcast?
Of course, because I basically pick my own schedule. Because mm-hmm. they give me a list of things that are coming to the stadium, and I get to choose if I want to do it or if I can't.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So, I can see right now it's going to be kind of funny. He's going to choose all the rock shows.
That'd be nice. But one of the things that is on there that I really actually do want to do is in March. And
what's going on?
Pee Wee Herman?
No. It's something that we're that you and I, Alex, are very excited for. That we've
is spoken it the fan about. Access for WrestleMania?
Not just the fan access. But actually, yeah.
Oh man, so, that'd be kind of funny. Whatever, Mrs. Sourdough, we need. Oh, your last name. You gotta bleep that.
Huh? What? My name?
No. Yeah, because I was gonna say like joking around. Like, you know, they're gonna like, you know, Mr. Jackal. There you go. Mr. Jackal, stop watching the show and help us with the work. He's like, I am working. He's like, what are you doing? Supervising. What? Basically. The show.
I'm making sure they take all the bumps right.
Yeah. It was like, listen, your podcast co-host was the actual wrestler. You just watched him.
So I'm excited for it. And actually, like, tomorrow is going to be like my first day at the job or whatever, but it's also going to be my first NFL game that I'm going to be going to.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, because they're going to, the Bucks, the Tampa Bay Bucks or whatever, the Buccaneers, they're going to be playing the Houston Texans. So this is probably going to be the only time we actually talk about actual sports on the show.
You don't really get me. I don't know if you ever – I think I told you about this. Years back, I actually worked the season at Giants Stadium. So, and I find it hilarious that I was – you know, I'm not a football person whatsoever, but I worked, you know, at that place for a season. And what really got me was that, you know, half the time since I was working concession, that you have these individuals like, you know, oh, you're a big dude. Who are you going for? It's like, I don't watch football. Then what are you doing here?
I'm working.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I'm
working.
I'm not in the stands. I'm working.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, would you really want somebody that likes football to be working this so you can get distracted and not get your fucking beer right?
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not my job to talk sports.
Yeah, it's my job to give you alcohol and you spend triple the price.
When my name is changed to Marv Albert, then maybe.
Oh man,
yeah.
But to be honest with you, dude, that was a fun job. It was, you know, it was different because I'd never done something like that before. Where you go to a place in Manhattan, they have a bus. They pick, you know, they pick up everybody. Mm-hmm. They drive you out. They drive you out to the place. And you have to go through security and all that stuff. Since you know, if you're a cashier, you have to, like, you know, it was a whole process, dude. And what I thought was funny was that in that job, there was a couple that was working there the whole season. And you find out that they've been stealing money, like, here and there because they used to do, the concession. And they got kind of greedy. So they got caught with undercover, the secret shoppers.
Yeah.
So the last game that we were working that season or whatever, they both got arrested.
And, oh, that's fun.
Yeah, and we were, like, waiting for them. And then we were, like, you know, because the bus, they were waiting for everybody to get there. Like, oh, waiting for these two people. And then someone just comes in. It's like, oh, we got to go. And then it's like, what happened? So as we're going, someone slipped. Like, they got arrested. What? Yep. What? And then ever since after that, they changed their whole system. But at the time, after that was said and done, it was just like, you know what? I'm done with this. I just wanted to do it for a season, see how it was.
Well, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you got to do it. You always, it's always going to try shit out at least once.
Yeah. The next job that I want to try out, whatever, I want to work at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Wow.
Hey, these just come out of nowhere, like, you know, hey, what do? I whack the ladies before they come out. Yeah, like, get the squeegee. He was a squirter.
No.
It's funny, like, you know, he just get the hose, like, you know. He's like, really? You're going to get the hose? He's like, I'm not touching you directly. Dirty.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, no.
And then you get the squeegee.
You get to stand out front. You stand out front, yeah. And then I'll spray down.
it's like old school, like when someone gets sprayed by a skunk, and you just take it like the hose from afar, and just kind of like.
And it's funny because at that point you got sprayed down twice.
Literally. And that's our show. And the geek shall inherit the earth. Cue music. Oh man.
Jeez. Okay. So I guess it's about time for us to start on our lovely journey for the week, and this journey is one of the journeys of basically some shit that we've actually taken care of for the entire year. And this is basically our top three flicks of 2019. So each one of us has put together a list of movies that we enjoyed this year, so that way we can talk about it. So, yeah, why the fuck not, right? So I guess we're going to start with Alex. What's your first pick?
Well, my first pick was actually Toy Story 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, I have yet to watch that one.
I mean, I was hesitant to watch it at first because I was just like, after 3, I kept thinking to myself, what more can you do?
Right. That's why I didn't go see it.
I just say no. Other than, just trying to make more money off of something. But they went with the story that, because, okay, I don't know. Well, I could spoil it because at this point, it's been a while. It's been out. So if you haven't watched
it, I don't think anybody's going to complain if you do spoil about it.
Okay. So, yeah. So there was one thing that, if you remember from 3, that was brought up in 4, because especially with the commercials, you find out what happened to Bo Peep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was sold at a garage sale, right?
Yeah, she was given up because it was technically Bo Peep was actually the sister's. She wasn't necessarily a toy because she was part of a lamp set. But, you know, it was like a figurine that you could take out. So then, you know, she became a toy. So, you know, whatever. Yeah, you find out that, you know, she's been doing her own thing for years, and she was stuck in this, like, antique place, but her lamp was, but she's been, a free toy, if you will. So this whole thing was when Bonnie created Forky, so Forky has a big, big part of this story, but it really focuses a lot on Woody and his adventure of, like, finding Bo Peep again. And then
of course, he's the original. He's like the main one from the beginning. So of course, why wouldn't it follow him the most?
Yeah, I'm leaving it kind of generic, but I will say this: that the ending, like, got me so hard emotionally that I was just like,
okay,
wow.
I'm glad you really finished that a lot quicker than you did.
No, because it like the way that the movie ended, right? That it was. You were surprised of what Woody does. I want to say without spoiling it, Woody did something so selfless, and at the end, because of everything that was going on, that, you know, he made a personal choice to do something, and that choice was just like, wow, like, you know, it shows how much of a selfless toy Woody always was, because. The whole purpose of Toy Story 4, if you really want to get to it, like, a toy has a purpose for its time. And then, you know, after it's done, what's next?
Okay, that makes sense.
So like I said, it was just like, I was really hesitant on watching it. And then, like I said, as watching it, and the characters that Key and Peele play, they were fucking hilarious too. So everything about that movie, like, you know, like I said, like, when you're watching it, it does get good. The only gripe that I had with it was, like, you know, since Don Rickles passed, like, in the midst of doing this, like his character, they got, like, sound bites and stuff, so it didn't sound, like, organic, if you will.
Right.
So, you know, and you can kind of tell. Like, you know, that it was sound stuff. Yeah, but you say no, but, like, you really have to pay attention to it. But I guess it's just years of watching cartoons and stuff that I picked up on something like that. So.
Okay.
But yeah, but like I said, if you have time to kill and everything like that, I really recommend it. Like, that's how come it was one of my first choices.
Okay, cool. Good job.
That's a good Hold on, first we gotta do that yeah, we gotta do that fucking redeeming bow. And that's my choice. Give it a look.
No, I should just cue in a round of applause. Yeah.
Yay! We did it.
Yeah.
That's how we start. Okay. Okay. So who's next?
Freddy, you have the next choice. What's yours?
Are we doing our top picks, or we're just going down the three? Because I have them in order, so.
Your top picks. You can go in your order, however you want your order to be.
Oh, okay. Well, number three is the Joker.
Okay.
I thought that movie was beautifully done. It was beautifully tragic and disturbing. And I absolutely loved it.
Okay.
I really only had one gripe, or maybe two. I wanted more violence. And I really wasn't crazy about the whole that his mental illness was due to head trauma.
Right.
And on top of the head trauma, he also had a schizophrenic mom. So it was just like, that kind of felt like overkill. But I still thought it was phenomenal and saw it very much like an art piece. And it left my mind pretty fucked for a couple weeks.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, what's funny is we went to go see it together, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it in the past, in the former, one of the older podcasts, that there was a scene that her and I were the only ones laughing, and people were looking at us because it was just like, oh my God, they're sick.
Well, I felt like that during the whole movie. there were certain parts that I would just laugh.
Okay, so. Do you remember the part when the dude that gave him the gun got killed and then the midget's freaking out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We laughed the loudest in the theater.
And people are turning back and looking at us like, you know, like, oh my God, they're fucked up, you know?
But yeah, so that's my third. That's my number three choice of my top three.
Okay, cool. Very good choice.
Thank you.
Good choice. I guess that goes to my choice. Oh, actually, no. That goes to Brian's choice. We're going to do Brian's choice. Of course, he's not here at the moment. But he gave me his list. So we'll start with a Netflix movie that came out recently that I actually watched, and it was actually very entertaining. And that movie is Six Underground. And it's Michael Bay. Of course, he's directing. He's the king of explosions and shit. And features Ryan Reynolds as the main dude. And it's fucking insane. It's an insane fucking flick with tons of explosions and...
And shit. Ryan Reynolds.
And Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
And base explosions.
And Ryan Reynolds.
yeah. Tons of base explosions. That's the most important
thing. Base explosions. And explosions in Franny's pants because of
Ryan Reynolds.
That's gonna be the loop now. Whatever. Every time Franny comes on, Ryan Reynolds.
No.
And then you just hear the sound of moist pants.
That's the sound you think moist pants makes. So like you stepped on a duck.
Yeah, you gotta have something, Franny. You gotta have something over the top for whatever reason for something so stupid and so simple. Like you know, I mean, like, cause, like for whatever reason, I'm just thinking about. Remember the fucking hub? Is it the Hubba Bubba? The juicy whatever? I forget the gum that when like when you chew it, like the juice. So you know, it's like yeah, that's what I pictured.
Oh, Gushers.
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 Well, not gushers, but the fucking gum. The God damn it, I hate that. I don't have that right there. But I'm not gonna, as Connie says it on a fucking Big Mouth. I'm not gonna jujule it, you know.
Nice.
But yeah, but that's my picture. Just picture.
Wow.
Ryan Reynolds.
So Six Underground is Brian's choice for his one of his picks. My pick, one of my picks is one of my favorite movies of this past year, and that's Brightburn, which was produced by
the Gunn, right? Yeah, James Gunn?
Yeah, exactly. James Gunn produced
it. Yeah.
And it's actually a really, really, really dope flick. It's basically a Superman story in reverse. So instead of Superman being, you know, goody two shoes, he turns out being a bad guy. And a really, really bad guy.
But not by his choice. They set a program in his brain. He hits puberty, has a seizure, and nobody knows that he's no longer the cute, innocent kid that he was. And that's the part I loved the most about it, was that, like, I felt for him, because even he didn't really know what was going on. You know, it's like having dramatic mood swings.
Yeah.
That end up with people dying.
With lots of people.
Powers.
Mood swings with powers.
Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty fucking dope. And if you really think about it, it's kind of it is technically kind of what fucking what Clark Kent's story would have been also, because we never really ventured into his puberty and shit like that. We only saw him like, oh yeah, he had powers, and then he fast forward into fucking like college and shit, or you just before you started the Daily Planet.
Oh,
this
my
one
God,
we actually get
dude.
To see him. What?
No, I'm just picturing now, like, that would have been, like, I would actually want to watch that Superman movie or whatever, that the awkward scenes, like, you know, trying to find powers. Like, you know, like, let's say, for example, like, you know, oh, he has the x-ray vision, so he just starts seeing girls from afar, you know, with his x-ray vision. And then, you know, out of nowhere, when he shoots a little, he just crashes through the next, like, the next county. And someone just walking around behind him, and he gets knocked out with fucking super semen.
The only superhero who really got to do that, like show us his awkward transition, is Spider-Man. Now that I think about it, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we know.
I mean, he's not part of DC, but he's like the only superhero I can recall right now at this moment that we've seen him always go through the awkward switchover.
Yeah, because you're trying to learn how to control their powers.
Yeah. I would have really liked to see other superheroes go through that. Yeah.
Oh man, that is hilarious. Well, actually, technically, Kick-Ass. You know, Kick-Ass. When he was first training, like, he just kept fucking up and getting his ass handed to himself. So.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But he didn't really have powers. He could just take a hit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wasn't it like after the accident that because he got like is the thing that he can't because
he basically got fucked up, yeah.
He got power
that like nothing really hurt him anymore.
Yeah.
Like Darkman, right? You guys ever saw that movie?
I don't think I have.
Is it called my phone's dead? I believe it's called Darkman, and it was done by the dude that did Evil Dead. Why can't I think of nobody's name right now? Son of a bitch. That's anyway, kind of funny, he becomes a vigilante, and his power is that he was in an accident and all his nerves were destroyed, so he feels no pain.
Interesting. Yeah, I've never seen this before.
It's actually really, really good. I'm going to Google it later and bring it up again at the next podcast.
It was kind of funny. I was going to say the awkward thing of like a superhero movie or whatever, or a hero movie. You could just say like the really funny and fucked up way would be Blank Man too. He's making the adventures that kept fucking up.
It says it's co-written by Sam Raimi.
Oh.
Yes.
Spider-Man.
Yes, the Sam Raimi. Yeah, and it is called Darkman. Yeah, I just Googled it. It came out in the 90s. It has music by Danny Elfman. It's pretty dope, man.
I was going to say music by Danny Elfman. Sold.
right? And it's pretty cool. And it's like the same concept almost of Kick-Ass, but more extreme, more darker, more scary. You know, he's not a, you know, it's like Spawn. He's not an actual
teenager, right, yeah.
And it's kind of more like Spawn, you know. He got screwed over and he's out for revenge.
Uh-oh. You got serious. He's out for revenge.
All right, so Alex, it's your turn now. What do you have? What do you have, Alex? What's the next pick for you, sir?
It was funny because when Franny and I were talking about this, because this was like, I kind of thought of not picking it because this is one of her tops, but I couldn't find any other movie for me that I love so much because I'm a fan of the series or whatever. So, Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Okay. What? This is, okay.
So yeah. So and it's funny.
You son it of a bitch.
It has to do with
Ryan Reynolds.
But the story is that there's this kid that apparently that his dad was a detective that apparently like the thing was that his father died but they never found like a body. So out of nowhere, this talking Pikachu comes out of nowhere and
Ryan Reynolds. Whatever.
Yeah. So. They go through, you know, like the misadventures of trying to figure out this case, and then they get, you know, with the movie progressing, the combination of how awesome Pokemon look in this world in real life and everything like that. And the story wasn't actually bad. It was, all in all, it was a good movie. I mean,
it was actually a good detectives movie.
Yeah, it was. With Pokemon.
And a lot of twists.
I haven't watched it. I honestly have like had like no real interest in watching this
movie. Oh my god. It is the cuteness, but it's wrapped up in Sherlock Holmesness. It's just Reynolds.
It's Ryan Reynolds. But yeah, so it's actually not a bad movie, dude. It's really good. I picked it because I really like this movie. I liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to. And as I'm watching it, I'm really getting into it because I kept saying, like, damn it, now I want to really live in a world of Pokemon. Huh.
And one of my friends was like, you have to see this movie. Because even I was like, oh, man. I didn't want to get, you know, disappointed. And he went and he saw it. And he was like, I'll take you. You got to see it. And I was blown away. I was like, holy shit. This is actually a mystery movie.
Okay.
It's a real detectives movie. And it's full of heart. And it's cheesy. And it's fucking Pokemon. And it's Ryan Reynolds. And it's fucking Pokemon with Ryan Reynolds and it's cheesy and there's detective work. It was great. It was a great balance. I actually wished it was longer, but it was great. It was, and I really, really hope they do not make a part two.
What? Because it made.
Yeah, the way that it ended, there really can't be a part two.
Yeah, but nowadays it doesn't care if you, ended it for no hash back, it still hashes back.
Yeah. Can it make more money? Yeah, we're making a sequel. Yeah.
But it ended like we don't care. Yeah.
Come on, we're like, you know, he comes back. How? We'll find a way. Hollywood.
Because I said so. Money. The dog pisses on his grave and Freddy's back.
Yeah. Sorry.
Ryan Reynolds.
Stop it! I'm getting goosebumps.
Okay.
That goes my choice. Who's next, Franny?
Me.
Yeah. What's your next choice, Fran?
Okay. So this was another movie that I saw that really surprised me, because I was skeptical. And that is Glass. done by Shamalama Ding Dong. Mm-hmm. It is a superhero movie. It is an original superhero movie with the mashup of the characters from Unbreakable and the Horde from Split. And it was phenomenal. It really was. I absolutely enjoyed it. I can't tell you guys anything because I really don't want to give it away. But it's really, really good. It kind of has a mythos to it. Kind of like Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, okay.
You remember Cabin in the Woods? At the end of it, you find out that like it's this whole keeping of the balance.
Right, yeah.
It has the same almost type of concept. And
interesting. Okay.
Also, what I really liked was it's been a long time that his twists were actually twisty,
mm-hmm.
and like made you go, oh shit. And he did it with this one. So he got my respect back because he fell off for me for a long time. He put out a lot of garbage.
Oh, yeah.
And this was phenomenal. It is a great trilogy, right? Three movies. And it's worth watching. It really is.
Okay. Cool.
And it was refreshing because after all these superhero movies, this was a totally different outside the box angle and spectrum of that concept of superheroes and villains, you know, and how they would be in the real world. And it really reminds me of The Boys, which came out after this movie. I absolutely love it. It is my second choice of 2019.
Nice, nice. Very good, very good. Brian's choice, next choice, is actually a movie that I didn't watch because I honestly had no interest in watching this movie either, but of course he liked it. He enjoyed it. And a lot of people did too because this movie made a lot of money in theaters. And that movie is Rocket Man. Rocket Man was basically the retellings of Elton John's story. And yeah, I heard it was really good, but personally I didn't really care for that one as well either. It seems like a lot of these movies we're going through, I never really had really much interest. But yeah, that from what I hear, it was really good, and also made him have a lot of memories, you know, past memories and shit. I think about his dad and stuff he told me. But yeah, that's his choice for his second choice, I guess. The next one for me would be Booksmart, which was another kind of indie release that came out this year, and it was actually a really, really good movie. I'm a huge fan of like one of those coming of age stories, and this is one of those that's done very, very well. This one is basically, it was actually directed by Olivia Wilde, which is very interesting, and then it basically follows these super smart girls that are in high school, and they're basically, you know, about to graduate high school, and just before they graduate, they're like super nerdy chicks or whatever, and they try to actually do something out of the norm, and try to interact with kids that aren't usually in their circle, and their circle is usually just them too. So they wind up like taking shrooms and fucking getting drunk, and it's fun. It's like a female version of like Superbad. So if you get a chance, go check out Booksmart because it's awesome. I love it. I watched it a couple times actually. Alex, what is your choice?
Well, my third was actually a movie that, because of something that I love, which is pro wrestling, that when I saw this, it actually was really like it got to me because it hit all the feels in the right place too for that. So it was Fighting With My Family.
Yes, that one actually I did watch, and I enjoyed that
Yeah, and you know, just everything went down or whatever, like the way that like all explained is, you know, like the story of how, you know, Paige and her brother were in the indies together because their parents ran a promotion and stuff like that. Like, you know, that story like really gravitated towards me because, you know, like I said, a former pro wrestler, and I know people that, you know, that have been in the business because, you know, they have family in it too and stuff like that. And there are a lot, like, you know, dude, there are like thousands of stories when it comes to like pro wrestling. Like, you know, everyone has a story. So oh, yeah. This one, like I said, and this one, like, you know, was well done.
It is a really good story. I really enjoyed it because it's something that, of course, that at this point, when, like with the main character, I guess, who was it, fucking, what's her name?
Paige.
Yes. I didn't really know much about her because I never really, at this point, like when this movie came out or whatever, I wasn't really into wrestling at that point either. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to watch it because it seems pretty cool. And I heard a lot of good reviews about it. So I was like, okay, I'll watch it. And then I watched it. I was like, okay, this is actually really good. It made sense. It fit the story.
Yeah, the scene that when she got the call up from, you know, going from the promotions from from NXT to WWE to get her debut on Raw. Mm-hmm. Right, like that whole thing of when she thought of, you know, like when everything was kind of against her, she thought about quitting, and her trainer kind of like, you know, kind of pushed her, and her family did too. So it was that right there was just like, you know, like damn, you know, this is good. Like, oh, and as I'm watching this or whatever, just like maybe like I want to get back in the ring, but I can't, you know, double head replacement.
Yeah, it would have been very helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was a nice flick to watch, dude. Like, you know, it was one of those where I was just like, you know what, I needed this. It gave me back, like, you know, the whole thing of like the reason why I got into pro wrestling, like, you know, yeah. the love, like it brought back my love, like, you know, like damn, that's right, pro wrestling, hell yeah,
pro wrestling, hell yeah,
hell yeah. Franny, what's your choice?
My last one.
yeah, your last one.
My last one is Alita Battle Angel.
Yes,
that's a really good movie. That's it. That movie is visually stunning. That movie did some really amazing new technology with facial recognition, etc. The body armor was hand designed and etched to perfection, and I am a huge fan of the animated version, and I think they stuck to it perfectly visually and story wise and it was so good.
Yeah, it was so good. Much like most of Robert Rodriguez's movies, it's very underrated. Very fucking underrated. Because unfortunately, a lot of people don't like it, which is like, you guys, I don't know, did you guys watch the same movie? Because this is actually a really dope movie.
I think it's amazing. It's a great story, it's a great cast, it's great visuals, great action, there's blood.
Yeah.
There's the whole girl power, you know, untainted by the agenda version of girl power.
Yeah.
It's heartwarming and made me get all choked up and teary-eyed towards the end, and I thought that wouldn't happen because I already knew what was going to pretty much happen, and it still wowed me. And it
still hit you.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And you're right. Sadly, I haven't heard bad things about it, but most people haven't even seen it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You haven't seen
and
this?
The thing, and also another thing that about this movie is that he kind of left it open at the end for a sequel.
Yes.
But being that it didn't really do too much in theaters, we kind of know that it's not gonna have another one.
Hey, it might go straight to streaming.
Yeah, I hope so.
But it was great. I watched that movie a dozen times, and yeah. At some point I will buy it.
Yeah, it's a really, really good flick. So it's definitely.
Yeah, only gripe with it is no Ryan Reynolds.
Nah, Ryan doesn't fit in this movie. No, he doesn't. That's one thing I have to say that I love about Ryan Reynolds. He knows his place.
Yeah, he basically fits that one role.
That sounds so wrong to say it like that.
He knows his place.
Ryan Reynolds, don't do everything. Just do certain things, okay?
Do what you know you're good at, boo-boo. Stick to your strengths.
Yeah, basically. He's made a career at it.
Yes, yes. There's only one movie he did that I didn't watch.
Which one is that?
Green Lantern.
Oh, I watched it. It was okay.
I fell asleep.
You know what's funny? I'll be honest with you. It's like it's perfectly meh.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It was a typical DC movie. A DC movie. Yeah. like almost any other DC movie. It's meh. Other than like Wonder Woman. But
I thought Wonder Woman was meh.
Okay, that's fair.
I thought Wonder Woman was great.
I didn't like the ending. Ending really, and the fight, the fight and the ending.
Yeah, no, I see that. I see where you're coming. I still enjoyed it though. It was fun. The next pick that I have here is for Brian. Brian's pick is John Wick 3. I have not watched John Wick 3 again. Seems like every pick that he had, I haven't really watched. But John Wick 3 is basically the sequel to John Wick. The next one, which is like, what was it, Parabellum, and it's basically John Wick kicking ass for like 2 hours. So yeah, I didn't watch it. It looked really cool. I still haven't watched the other one, the second one. I watched the first one, but yeah, I really want to watch this one because it looks really cool. It also has like Halle Berry, Ian McShane, and fucking Lawrence Fishburne. So, yeah, can't be that bad, right? I'll allow it. I want to see that shit. Yeah. So, yeah, John Wick 3 was Brian's next choice.
Yeah, well, he went on it a lot when he first watched it. So,
yeah. And then my final choice is actually another coming-of-age story that I enjoyed the fuck out of, and that is Good Boys. Such a good flick, produced by Seth Rogen. And it is actually not your usual coming-of-age story because it's about a bunch of 12-year-olds. It's a group of 12-year-olds that get invited to their first kissing party. And it's basically everything that happens throughout that first day that they're just like, okay, we want to fucking, you know, meet these girls and have fun with them or whatever. But they don't know what the fuck they're doing because they're a bunch of little nerdy dudes. So yeah, it's actually a really fun, really cool ass fucking flick. And I wasn't expecting it to be that good. And it was actually a lot better than I expected. And, you know, I enjoyed the fuck out of it. Really fucking cool, especially seeing the kids actually doing things that you aren't expecting. So yeah, like walking around the street with the sex doll. Yeah, you don't expect that shit, but it's good. It's a good fucking flick, so you guys can check that out. Yeah, so that pretty much sums up our tops for this past year.
Whoop whoop!
But I figured we'd add a couple more because, of course, you know, why not? We could do some honorable mentions. Some honorable mentions for the four-hour picks. And we could just go through it quick. It doesn't have to be a whole lot of detail to it.
Shazam!
There you go. Yes, Shazam is a good one.
That movie was awesome. So good.
It was actually good.
It's been like a decade since I enjoyed a DC movie.
Damn, I'm trying to think. The last time I enjoyed a DC movie that much. Actually, no, because I enjoyed Aquaman and I enjoyed Wonder Woman. So
I haven't enjoyed a DC movie from start to finish, and was all like, "Oh my god!" since Batman Forever, and I was a kid, and that movie was awful.
Yeah, and I was gonna say like this: the last time I really enjoyed a DC movie was Batman and Batman Returns.
Yeah, Batman Returns was like my favorite.
Which is a great Christmas movie, by the way.
It is. Actually, that's one of the DVDs that I bought on Blu-ray. But, you know, I was a kid for Batman Forever, and I thought, what was it, Mr. Freeze?
Yep.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I loved all the puns, man.
Listen, the cheesiest one there's two cheesy ones that I love and hate at the same time. They're like cringeworthy. The one where he starts singing that fucking the Snow Miser song.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Snow Miser. Yeah.
Yes.
And then the other line will always be at the end when he gives the cure to Batman for Alfred because Alfred got sick. Take two and call me in the morning.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh man. But I meant to say Batman Returns, but the truth slipped out.
Yeah. Everyone's gonna look at you like, you know, like tis. Fuck you, I'm a geek at heart.
Right. And the truth came out. Merry Christmas. I mean but yeah, I absolutely loved it. I loved it because it was full of heart and it was cheesy. It was full of action. It was well done. It literally felt like I was watching an animation DC movie because those are usually the ones that I really, really love and enjoy from start to finish.
With DC, the animated features are always a lot better anyway.
Mm-hmm. So that's my honorable mention. Shazam.
Yes, good job.
You know what's kind of funny? Because I had a toss-up with my honorable mention. Because it was between that and another one, but I put the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Okay.
I never even heard of that movie. Please tell me what that is.
Okay, so it's funny because it's an indie flick, right? And it stars Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. It's Shia LaBeouf, you know. Just do it. So the story is the story begins with there's a special needs individual that's stuck in the old folks home because he has no family to take care of him, so he has to stay there. And his way to deal with the day and everything like that, he's a big fan of pro wrestling. So look at that. It goes to another pro wrestling thing for me. So
that's your jam.
Yeah, so so he, this guy would escapes from the old folks' place and runs into Shia LaBeouf's character, and Shia LaBeouf's character. I'm gonna say LaBeouf now because of you, Steve. Right. So LaBeouf. Right. So his character is, he's this individual, this Southern dude that he's kind of like just working, dealing with everything as is, but he's kind of grieving because he just lost his brother. That was played by John Bernthal, of all people.
Okay.
But yeah, so when he meets up with this dude, right? You know, he just met with him through circumstance, and he finds out that this guy, you know, what he wants to do is that he wants to go meet his hero, his favorite wrestler, and you know, maybe And the other thing was he wanted to go to Florida because he's never been to Florida. So, yeah, so they go traveling down. They find out where this wrestler apparently lives. So they do the misadventures of them trying to get there. And mind you, this guy is watching old tapes of his favorite wrestler. So it's like, you know, the guy is old now, the wrestler. So when they go meet him, they meet him out of costume and stuff. So they find out that the guy's wrestling school has been shut down for like years. But because, you know, he's, you know, Shia LaBeouf, right, his character was trying to convince the guy, hey, you know, this guy's your biggest fan. He wanted to meet you, wanted to train you in school, right? Later on, this guy gets back in his gear and stuff. And, you know, it's a heartwarming story. And, yeah, it's good. And honestly, I'm surprised of how good of an actor Shia LaBeouf is.
Yeah, he's actually pretty good. He's had a lot of years under his belt actually doing fucking acting.
Yeah, so, but I want to mention my other honorable mention, but at the same time, like I said, it's just Peanut Butter Falcon took over. So my other one would have been the Lego Movie 2, the second part.
Say that one more time.
The Lego Movie 2, the second part.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was. I mean, like, it was good, but I'll be honest with you, it wasn't as good as the first one.
Right.
So yeah. That's the reason why the Peanut Butter Falcon overtook the Lego Movie 2, the second part.
Yeah.
But actually, the Lego Movie 2 wasn't a bad movie. It was good.
Yeah, it was
but
fun.
It wasn't. But yeah, but it wasn't the first one.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, there goes Vine. What about you, Steven? Oh, actually, wait. Imaginary Brian, what's your honorable mention?
His honorable mention is Angel Has Fallen, which is the third installment of the Fallen series. And it basically follows what's his face? Fucking I forgot his fucking name.
Gerard Butler.
Yeah, follows Gerard Butler as a fucking Secret Service dude, basically trying to stop an assassination in this one. So yeah, it's one of those flicks. The other two are pretty fun. I actually enjoyed the other two, and then seeing this one, I haven't watched it yet because it recently came out, but I think it may be out on like fucking close to DVDs, so I may be watching it. I may be procuring it, but yeah, this actually looks pretty cool. It looks interesting. I want to watch it because this is one of those like dumb down watch anything type movies. So why the fuck not, right?
Why the fuck not, indeed.
Yeah, and my honorable mention would have to be Spider-Man Far From Home, which was the latest installment of Spider-Man. Duh. And
you know, it's funny, I really did like that too. Like it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
I mean, you're gonna laugh at me. I actually found that better than fucking Endgame.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. It was a fun flick. Like it.
But out of both everything. Spider-Man's, I like the first one better, and what kind of won it over for me was the reveal of Michael Keaton being the bad guy.
In
the first one, that's why I didn't put Spider-Man. He's on my top five, but yeah, it's on there, but I didn't make it to the top because I feel like that Michael Keaton reveal in the first one was just. You know, this one didn't have it. I kind of already knew Mysterio was the bad guy.
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah. So, like, I enjoyed it. It was fun. I enjoyed actually seeing Jake Gyllenhaal actually play a bad guy in it. And he was actually really believable as far as, like, being I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to do good things. And he's actually, like, a complete asshole the entire time. That was cool. It looked believable.
I love the ending. The ending was great.
The post ending.
Yeah, it was really fucking dope. It was cool. I liked it.
Spider-Man is Peter Parker.
What the credits?
That was great. That was great.
It's awesome. I enjoyed it. So yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for this week's episode. So make sure you go to innercitygeeks.com where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. We have this show. We also have Brides Who J Presents. We also have the last few episodes of Inner City Geeks Turntable. You can check that shit out. You also have Comics Was on Water, Manga Time, Anime World. Bunch of shit. Yeah. Make sure you go check all that shit out. Also, we have the crossover Crisis on Infinite Earths, part one up. So you go check that shit out. It's a really fun episode. Make sure you check it out and enjoy it and let us know what the fuck you think about it. What else do we have at InnerCityGeeks.com? A whole bunch of shit sometimes. The Inner City Geeks webcomic, which should be coming out with some more shit. Jesus Christ, my brain's not working right now.
Eventually. Eventually.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do anything, just say that. And it'll all come back, rushing back to you.
Yeah. So,
you know, it's funny. I think that's going to be the next issue. I'm going to draw a Franny character, and she's like Ryan Reynolds, and you just hear, like, you're just going to see a big fucking word bubble.
It's more like a splat.
No, I'm gonna put splat, but then it's going to be like, I'm going to put it like in parentheses, sounds like a duck quack.
Yeah. What else is at InnerCityGeeks.com? You can find the show on Spotify, on Stitcher Radio, on SoundCloud, and on Google Podcasts. We also have some sponsors. I'm sure you can find them at InnerCityGeeks.com. That's one thing that I kind of jumped over. But we have Beard Octane. So if you want some beardy goodness to give some nurture to your beard, get some beard oil, some beard balms, some beard butters, some beard wash. All that shit is actually shit that keeps your shit healthy. And it's not
right, because girls do not like a beard that feels like Brillo, guys.
Right, exactly. And the good thing is that, you know, it's not only just for your beard. It's mostly for your skin. You need to nourish your skin before you fucking nourish everything else. So, yes. So, get that shit. It's fucking good. It's all good shit. So, put in ICG10 for 10% off your entire purchase. So, yeah, you could do that. Also, on industries.com, you'll find a link to Amazon.com. Where you can get your first month of Amazon Prime for freezies. Because who doesn't like free, right? So Amazon Prime for free. Also, you could also continue to buy whatever the fuck you want on Amazon Prime. Why the fuck not, right? And then whatever you buy, it just gives a little bit of a kickback. So make sure you do that. Also, you will find a link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a clothing company for geeks like us. So they have shirts, t-shirts, sweaters, hoodies, hats, a bunch of cool items, all created for us, geeks and gamers and cool-ass people. So make sure you check that out. At checkout, you can type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off your entire purchase. And then our final one, we have Kushly. So Kushly.com is a place that you can get some organic CBD stuff to make you feel good, to give you all the good feels. So make sure you check that out. So they have some oils, some fucking some gummies, some lotion, some topical creams, not lotion, but check all that shit out. It's meant to make you feel good. So at checkout, just click that link and just go buy whatever you want. Get 10% off. Whatever you want. And you can find us on the interwebs at, on the Facebook space at Inner Shitty Geeks. On Instagram at Inner Shitty Geeks. On Twitter's at Inner Shitty Geeks. And we can find yous guys where? Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at Denied, D-I-N-Y-E-D. And on Instagram, you can find me at Denied, D-I-N period, Y period, E-D.
Yes. Franny, where can we find you, ma'am?
You can find me on Instagram at Franny underscore the fangirl, or on my YouTube channel, because I'm still standing, bitches, Franny the fangirl. And fingers crossed that I have no technical difficulties. I will be posting my top 5 movies of 2019.
So yes, you'll see those on Inner Shitty Geeks.
Yes, yes, that would be my first posting. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Ryan Reynolds. Damn it, I can't stop it!
What? It happened again. I saw my cam.
Yeah, and you can find me.
Where can we find you, Ryan Reynolds?
You can find Ryan Reynolds at Van City Reynolds or whatever on Instagram and Twitter, I guess.
I follow him on there.
But you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal. MisterJackal. That pretty much wraps it the fuck up for the show. So everybody say your goodbyes.
Goodbye, everybody.
Until next time, folks. Happy holidays.
Yes. And yeah, so like I said earlier, also in the episode, make sure you guys have a happy and joyous holiday.
Merry Christmas. Are we going to be on before the new year?
Yes, that's going to be the next episode after this one.
Okay, so I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. That's all you're getting. I have spoken.
Yeah, exactly. And before we go, I'd like to play some music. So on this week's episode, I was playing a song that I kind of teased a few weeks ago when I played a song by them. And I believe it was for the Halloween episode. I played a song by Ice Nine Kills. And this week, I will be playing another song by them. And it's actually like one of the perfect songs for the Christmas season. And it is called Merry Xmas. Yeah, so you know how people use the Xmas instead of Christmas. So Xmas. But this is a very Merry Xmas. So yeah, it's a very fun motherfucking song. So make sure you check that out and enjoy the fuck out of it. Like I said, enjoy your holiday. And be tuned because we got some more shit next week. Stay safe, have fun, and don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth. Santa Claus tonight, boy. You better run! Cross the night before!